Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
On The View yesterday, I just want to play this for you. It's not exactly a lead headline, but they were talking about all this yesterday, and Jesus, you know, it's one thing to defame libs of TikTok or me or Chris Ruffo or Donald Trump or, you know, one of the usual suspects. That's one thing. Of course, infinitely more outrageous and offensive is when they try to drag Jesus Christ into this, which is what they did on The View. Listen to this.
They were in a place that accepts them for who they were, and someone came to that place.
And that's so sad. And I don't know that they hide behind religion, because I said this on this show once before. Jesus would be the grand marshal at the Pride Parade.
I don't mean about gay people. I mean in every argument we have.
But here's
the weaponized religion.
Here's my question.
But it's wrong. Mm-mm.
If you're so afraid, why are you going over there?
Yeah.
If they scare you so much, leave them alone. When stuff scares me, I leave it alone. Mm-hmm. If I don't want to be bothered, I don't go there. See, that's the problem. You don't want to just have your feelings. You want everybody else to join you. And you know what? You can scream, you can cuss, you can do all the things that you say. But you know what? Gay people are here. They're not going anywhere. There is nothing you can do. You know, you can yell and scream, but, you know, as the Lord, as everybody was talking about, you know, made in God's image.
Yep.
Made in God's image. There are no but except for. There's none of that.
No.
Keep that in mind when you're trying to figure out where you stand as a human being, let alone a Christian. We'll be right back.
What I really appreciate is that the one chick at the beginning starts by saying, and I honestly don't know any of their names except for Whoopi Goldberg and Joy. So I know those two. The other two, I don't know. The other, however many it is. The chick at the beginning says that they're weaponizing religion. They use religion. And then for the rest of the segment, all the other women on the panel do what she just accused conservatives of doing. They start using religion to weaponize it against their opponents. So they're like contradicting exactly what she just said. So the women over on The View were squawking this week about free speech. And I want to go through a couple of these clips. First of all, here's Whoopi Goldberg announcing tragically that she's leaving Twitter.
It has been a little over a week since Elon Musk took over Twitter, and the place is it's a mess. He's already called back some of the workforce he fired a few days ago. He's putting his $8 charge for blue check verification on hold. First, it was going to be $20. Now it's going to be $8. He also suspended Kathy Griffin for impersonating him on a parody account, which has started a free Kathy hashtag to trend. I'm getting off. Getting off today because I just feel like, you know, it's so messy.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of now having had certain kinds of attitudes blocked, and now they're back on.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get out, and if it settles down and I feel more comfortable,
yeah,
maybe I'll come back. But as of tonight, I'm done with Twitter.
Of course, Mo, if you're like me, you hear that and you think, you were on Twitter? I didn't even know that. Like, I just wanna know, if I get in their own head, get in their heads, which is not really a place I'd wanna be, but. Well, how do you think people are going to react to this? Do you think people are, you're making some big dramatic announcement? I'm done. You know, I might be back later, but for now, I'm out of there. Which, by the way, when it comes to dramatic announcements, that's kind of an anticlimactic way to go about it. I'm done. I mean, I might come back later, but I'm done for now. I will not be on Twitter again until at least tomorrow morning, if not a little bit sooner. But at this moment right now, I'm not going to be, I am not using Twitter at this moment while I'm on TV. But what do they expect? Do they think that people are going to, like, the people who think it's good that Elon Musk took over Twitter, are they going to say, well, never mind. I mean, if this scares Whoopi Goldberg away, I can't imagine Twitter without Whoopi Goldberg. So The View, you know, if you tune into The View, whoever makes the mistake of doing that, maybe, I don't know. I don't know what you're expecting when it comes to something like this. I don't know if you're expecting real insight into geopolitics from the ladies of The View. But if that's what you're looking for, you're going to be disappointed. Here is Joy Behar. What's her main, you know, concern? What is she worried might happen if this conflict spreads and becomes a world war? Yeah, there's global warming, but as far as she's concerned, there's a consequence even more dire than that. Listen.
Estimates are 50,000 Ukrainians will be dead or wounded,
yeah,
and that this is going to start a humanitarian crisis, a refugee crisis in Europe. We're talking about 5 million people that are going to be displaced.
Yeah.
I mean, it's heartbreaking to hear what is going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm scared of what's going to happen in Western Europe, too.
Yeah.
You know, you plan a trip. You want to go there. I want to go to Italy for 4 years. I haven't been able to make it because of the pandemic. And now this, you know, it's like, what's going to happen there?
And now this. First, there was a pandemic and 5 million people died, and it stopped me from taking my Italy vacation that I've wanted to take. It's been my dream. And now we have war. What else? What else is going to happen to me is Joy Behar. All right, moving to this. Whoopi Goldberg is shedding some light, adding some insight to the Nancy Pelosi communion situation in San Francisco. Let's listen to that.
Welcome to The View, y'all. The abortion rights battle is starting to blur the lines between church and state. The Archbishop of San Francisco is calling for Speaker Nancy Pelosi to be denied receiving communion because of her pro-choice stance. He's one of the priests who also called for President Biden to be denied sacrament. This is not your job, dude. That is not up to you to make that decision. You know, what is the saying? It's kind of amazing. But, you know, what is the point of communion, right? It's for...
Hopefully this is the last time you'll hear this ad. Because with Chime checking account features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.